So what can I do for you ladies today?
Comes to $2.90.
Last year, these ladies would have paid only $2.70 for those two loaves of bread. Steve Damastis is the man behind the counter at Acme Bread inside the Ferry Building. He says because of rising production costs, the bakery had no choice but to raise prices.
The croissants have went up from like $1.95 to $2.15. You know, on a loaf of bread, they've gone up maybe 5 to 10 cents, 15 on some things. But the customers, I mean, have been very understanding, you know, with the price of gas.
Jamie Smalley, who's setting up a booth outside the Ferry Building at the farmer's market, is having the same problem.
This is the first year we actually raised our strawberries 50 more cents. So instead of $3 a basket, they're $3.50 a basket. Yes, diesel is expensive.
Vendors say even with the increase in prices, it has not slowed business. Customers like Devin Warner say they don't mind paying the higher prices if their money goes into the local economy.
Farmers have to make a living like everyone else, and they work very hard.
But other customers like Ed Albro say the rising prices are starting to take their toll.
It just seems like it's a whole lot harder to get what we need into our weekly budget.
One thing you can't always find at the grocery store are the handmade brownies and chocolates on the trays at Ricuti Confections inside the Ferry Building. Owner Jackie Ricuti says they too had to raise prices because of the increasing cost of flour and milk. However, she says business is booming thanks to international tourists who are taking advantage of the weak U.S. dollar.
We have seen a considerable increase in the European and the Asian tourists that have been coming through, and they've been supporting us as well.
Another vendor who's seeing an increase in business is Adam Stowers, who sells hot dogs on Market Street. He says customers would rather pay $4 for a hot dog than eat lunch in an expensive restaurant.
Of course, 50 cents back to you.
But in a few weeks, that 50 cents won't be going back to you. Stowers says because of rising production and wheat costs, he has to raise the price of a hot dog to $4.50.
The price of our dogs went up and the price of our buns went up, so it definitely is affecting us hardcore.
Stowers also says he's thankful for the international tourist willing to spend money, but he hopes this will be the last price increase he has to make. Sarah Carmichael, Hearst Radio.